his thoughts. Forsake those thoughts. And you start by confessing. Hack Agag to pieces. Don't let him live. The Old Testament analogy from 1 Samuel 15, they let the king live that God said to kill. God says, why didn't you kill him when I told you to kill him? Well, when you find the sins that are there, hack Agag to pieces. Second, do not expose yourself to evil attractions. Job 31:1, Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes. He said, you know what? I kept my covenant. Guard what you see. I'm not talking about a glimpse or a glance. I'm talking about guard what you look at and absorb. And another element is feed on the Word of God. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin. You know, it's amazing when you're saturated with the Word of God, how fast that puts the brakes on things. That's what the Bible means when it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, which is the same as being filled with the Spirit, exactly. You're filled and controlled with the Holy Spirit when the word of God dominates your thinking. Feed on the word. Feed on the word. I mean, I can tell you this, it's as simple as this. The output of your life is in direct proportion to the intake of Scripture truth. And I'm talking about the honest, heartfelt intake. So start on the negative, confess and forsake the sin. Be specific. If there's patterns of sin in your private, secret life that nobody knows about, you bring those before the Lord. Confess and forsake those things. And then avoid evil attractions, anything that incites sin. I mean, for some people, just don't keep getting catalogs of stuff that you don't need but that generates discontent. I mean, there's a million ways you can approach that. Feed on the Word of God, and then I think Philippians 4:8, think on righteous things. I mean, that's about as practical as it gets. Think on righteous things. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good reputation. I mean, if there is such a thing as excellence, and there is, if there is such a thing as being worthy of praise, then let your mind dwell on those.